680 The Fan legal expert Ray Judicic joining us in the studio this morning. Ray, good morning, sir.
How are
you? You like the music? Yeah, me too.
Good morning.
Hey, headline caught my eye the other day. Kendrick Perkins and his wife involved in a roadside verbal altercation. Now, I don't know how the laws read from state to state, but does this mean that you can't get into a good old-fashioned scream fest with your wife on the side of the road?
Well,
How far have we gone down?
Let's say it's in public and it's in a mall. Let's just change the facts slightly.
Okay.
It could be a disorderly conduct if your behavior is loud, boisterous, disturbing the peace.
Obscene.
Obscene. There's a statute for obscene and profane language. And if it's in the distance or hearing distance of a minor child, it could actually be another charge. Now, you could take that another step. If there's real threat of harm, I'm going to do this to you right now with this baseball bat in my right hand. That could be an assault, okay, or a terroristic threat. We've all heard of those charges.
Yeah.
So, yes, I think in reviewing this, this looks like a domestic argument on the side of the road. There's some evidence that she was pulling him out of the car.
Yeah, he was trying to get away from her, I think.
He's in pretty good shape on this one.
Apparently,
but, yes, it can go bad. Don't do it in public, especially.
The Westlake police found Perkins and his wife Vanity. That's not the Vanity, is it?
No.
She was, you know.
She's a preacher now. That Vanity.
Oh, okay. They're waiting outside of the vehicle. They said that there was no apparently physical altercation. It was strictly verbal, and nobody was arrested.
Right. I think he's okay.
You think it says Vanity on her birth certificate? Did it say Vanity on the other Vanity's birth certificate?
I think she changed her name.
Yeah, I think Prince likes to dole out names, doesn't he?
Yeah, you're right. He did change her name.
Yeah, it's royalty. That's what you do.
You're Vanity. You're Apollonia.
Yeah.
You're Amber. You're Portia. You're Candy.
Tremendous.
They're all good.
What a life.
So if it's not domestic, what if somebody tries to bait you into an argument? Can you record them? Is that okay?
Oh, absolutely. In Georgia, whether it's by video or audio, you can record any conversation or act that
you are
a part of without anybody's knowledge. So the four of us are having a group conference call.
And you could be secretly recording that phone
absolutely.
Call.
Absolutely.
Or that
in the state of Georgia, this runs different from state to state, and there are federal laws. So
wait a minute. So I could goad you into perhaps saying something, saying whatever.
You don't have to goad me. I'll say it to you.
But you know what I'm saying.
I got it. Yeah.
I don't think goading is a defense. It could be, but I think if you say it and it's
But if
on
I'm
tape,
holding, say, a dictaphone or some sort of a recording device.
Dictaphone.
And I'm going to get into some. Well, I've been on the receiving end of a dictaphone. That's the only reason I brought it up.
Lord.
And then it became dueling dictaphones. I had to go buy a dictaphone, too.
I had a case.
We both got a dictaphone.
Keeping up with the Joneses.
I had a case where I represented a DeKalb County police officer in a domestic violence case. The wife was just a hothead. He recorded her where she made threats. I'm going to call the police on you. You're going to lose your job. He pressed his iPhone. He recorded it. We played it on a CD in front of the jury. The judge said, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be excused. Case dismissed. Okay?
Yeah, but wait a
minute. So it can happen. You protect yourself that way. These are great devices.
But what if I called, say, her, and just for the sake of conversation, the C word, and then I turned on my dictaphone?
Well, listen, there's words that can incite violence. And that may be one of those words.
But she doesn't have proof because I didn't tape it. She said in response
Everybody's become used to, if it's not on video and audio, there ain't proof. Lots of times what it takes to get a warrant and start a case is left hand on the Bible, right hand in the air, and said, he said these words to me and I slapped him. That's enough to get a warrant in domestic violence cases for sure. Right. So don't think you need absolute proof to prove a case. Let's get it started.
We got about 2 minutes. 18,000 word retort from the New England Patriots attorneys. I have a question. Doesn't this all kind of go away when I say to you, well, you're the guys who suspended those two guys without pay?
I like you. I didn't read all 18,000 words. I would ask for my money back if I had hired these lawyers and they produced this. And if I was a judge, I'd say, please remove this from my courtroom immediately. It stinks. I mean, if you're trying to do damage control or push back, this is a terrible document. It's poorly researched. It's not accurate. And as you say, there's bad evidence out there. And the whole thing about the deflator. Oh, yeah, he's the chubby kid trying to drop 10 pounds to get into his prom suit. I mean, that's ridiculous in the context of this case.
But the concept of, you say nobody did anything wrong.
And then you fired the guys. Yeah, I agree.
So that's it for me.
So when those young people try to go get unemployment or maybe sue for wrongful termination, mm-hmm. Guess what comes out of that? No, that's not what we said. I was the deflator because I put the pin in the ball.
Because you wouldn't have fired those two guys unless, based on your own internal investigation, you felt like they did something wrong.
I think it's a logical, consistent argument.
All right,
agree with that.
Let me give you one more. The idea of frivolous lawsuits. Am I correct that if you bring a frivolous lawsuit, you could be responsible for the other guy's attorney's fees.
That's correct.
Okay.
We don't have a loser pays situation in this country in most cases, except certain small segment of cases. And certainly when you're charged with a crime and you prevail or the prosecution dismisses the case, the state of Georgia or Fulton County doesn't write you a check back for your legal fees. But if I sue you on a bad case and it's dismissed at certain stages, mm-hmm. the judge can rule it was frivolous, litigious. I can get my attorney's fees and expenses back.
One more. I believe that maybe these appeals, and I'm not kidding about this, if you go about it and it's frivolous, I hit you with a bigger penalty. Does that happen any place in the world of law?
Appeals are generally just flat dismissed. There's rarely sanctions from appellate courts. They just dismiss with one mm-hmm. word, dismissed. But there are cases that have been appealed that are so frivolous that the Court of Appeals will reach down and say, or even instigate proceedings okay. against the lawyer.
But,
but it happens very rarely, Chris. Don't.
But what if in a case like this with Deflategate and the Pats, you know, with this 18,000-page report, it's proven that this is a bunch of crap and, you know, you're just dragging this thing out and you're literally wasting our time. You're wasting the NFL's time. Can the Patriots defense or the attorneys be responsible for anything to the
it's
NFL?
It's up to the league. I mean, we're not in a court of law here. I mean, as much as everybody thinks that we're governed by legal standards, we're really not here. We're governed by, you know, the NFL rules, which they make up themselves as they go
as
along.
Go.
And Roger Goodell we'll talk about this real quick in the next segment. Roger Goodell put himself in a no-win situation. I do not understand why this man is actually hearing this appeal.
Yeah, and again, I've said this many times in many of the cases. It's amazing to me that a multi-billion dollar organization with really smart owners, every one of those owners got rich doing something pretty much, unless they inherited it. They seem to be very poorly counseled legally and PR-wise. I think now we all have the 2020 back vision to say that was a stupid decision, that was a bad statement. But this thing happened in January. And we're here in May, and this is the best thing that they could come up with, best way to handle it.
We'll hit on the Roger Goodell. He's going to hear it, and I believe he's in a no-win situation. Tomorrow morning, Mark Lemke and I will get together between 8 and 10. Ray Giudice sponsors an interview. Tomorrow will be Don Kessinger, 6-time Chicago Cub All-Star.
Those are great teams.
Yeah, they were. Great teams.
Unknown.
Never got to the World Series.
Yep, unknown.
So we'll talk to Don Kessinger tomorrow morning.
All right, 8 to 10, you can catch that. Ray, thank you for coming by.
Thanks for having
Ray
me.
Ray Giudice, 680 The Fan, legal expert. By the way, Ray, before we let you go, if folks would like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Oh, absolutely. I'm real easy, 404-964-4185. Go to the 680 The Fan webpage. Go to my blog, hit it. It'll take you to all my links.